Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 198. We are in the discussion of the SBS of the skeletal muscles. Out of the various so-called diseases affecting the skeletal muscles, polio needs special consideration. Polio or paralytic poliomyelitis, according to the conventional medicine, is a viral disease caused by poliovirus. Dr. Hammer does not believe in the theory that microbes can cause diseases. If at all they are present in the body, they don't cause diseases but play instead a vital role during the healing phase. Findings of Dr. Hammer regarding the muscle atrophy and the muscle weakness occurring together is really revolutionary and at the same time rational enough to explain the muscle atrophy and muscle paralysis occurring together in cases of poliomyelitis. It is all due to the motor conflict according to GNM. The distress of not being able to move an arm or leg or both can cause self-devaluation conflict that can again cause muscle atrophy. Please remember at this instance that the so-called poliovirus has never been isolated or proved to exist. They say that polio is eradicated in some parts of the world by vaccination. They call the same conditions of muscle atrophy and muscle paralysis with other names like amyotrophic lateral sclerosis or ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, motor neuron disease, multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, etc. For some other conditions of movement disorders, conventional medicine finds explanations in genetics and inheritance. Parkinson's disease and Huntington's disease are examples of such so-called inherited neurodegenerative diseases. Of course, the theory of biological handedness is followed here. That means whether the paralysis and atrophy happening in muscles of right side or left side is determined by a person's biological handedness and whether the conflict is related to mother, child or partner. A muscle or group of muscles can be affected by a localized conflict of either a self-devaluation conflict or motor conflict resulting in muscle atrophy or muscle paralysis. As in the case of all other so-called infectious diseases, conventional medicine cannot explain why a particular child gets the poliovirus attack at a certain time period in his life. Also, the virus theory cannot explain why only right side or left side limb is affected in a case of polio. The claim that polio is eradicated by vaccination is false because the cases of muscle atrophy and muscle paralysis occur even now with other names like Guillain-Barré syndrome. They change the names only to show that polio is eradicated by the mass vaccination programs. Many cases of muscle weaknesses whose reason is not known to the conventional medicine are wrongly diagnosed as multiple sclerosis. They search the Google only to become panicky and suffer from fresh motor conflicts from the diagnostic shock. They are told that they will have to spend the rest of their lives in wheelchairs. Without the knowledge of GNM, they are cursed by such a diagnosis to suffer from further motor conflicts, muscle atrophy, clumsiness, difficult walking, falling conflicts, vertigo, etc. These conditions again create fresh motor conflicts and self-devaluation conflicts. The belief that MS, ALS, Parkinson's disease, etc. are hereditary diseases makes one's children also suffer from the same diseases due to fresh motor conflicts and self-devaluation conflicts. Another theory used by conventional medicine to explain diseases like multiple sclerosis is the immune system theory. GNM believes that it is a fabricated one, an academic construct with no scientific basis. By seeing the myelin destruction in the brain, they say it is an autoimmune response where the immune system mistakenly destroyed the myelin sheaths covering of the neurons. They interpret the neuroglial accumulation found during the healing phase of a self-devaluation conflict as MS plaques or the abnormal white area in the brain as reason for the paralysis. Sometimes the neuroglial buildup in the motor cortex or the so-called MS plaque is diagnosed as brain tumors. So, just like folio, the myth of multiple sclerosis is also explained away very rationally by Dr. Hamel. There may develop impairment of vision in cases of so-called multiple sclerosis, which is in reality due to the brain edema occurring during the PCLA or by the larger glial buildup during the PCLB compressing the optic nerve. Friends, I cannot close today's health tips without sharing with you a case of multiple sclerosis that came to my clinic yesterday. A 33-year-old lady developed partial blurring of vision in 2019. She was in Melbourne, Australia, where her mother came from India for a visit. In 2018, her mother got a stroke and was admitted in ICU there for 1 month. Her condition was so critical that my patient developed the conflict of fear in the neck that cannot be shaken off or fear of losing a loved one. Actually, her condition was the CA phase symptom of a diminished vision in a defined area of visual field called scotoma. Her condition was first diagnosed as brain tumor and finally as multiple sclerosis. She had cervical and thoracic spinal affections of self-devaluation conflict. Her weight was 65 kilograms, now only 47, all due to the self-devaluation conflicts. With my GNM therapy and homeopathic treatment, I am sure she will be fully back to health. Her mother is recovered and is back in India. Those who did not understand the case are requested to play today's audio clip again. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.